look forward very much to that. I think it will be an exciting discussion. I know each of the chancellors on their campuses are engaged with their faculty in conversations about those very, and other constituencies about those very same issues. So that's all I have to say today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
I took too much time.
I would say that all of us are thrilled that you're on this side of the table and leading this great university. So we want to welcome you. I thought we'd welcome some of the members of the press who regularly attend our meetings. Today we have Darshan Patel with the Daily Illini, Julie Wirth with the News Gazette, Jody Cohen from the Chicago Tribune, Christy Levy with UIC News, Jim Mastry with Channel 7 TV, and Nancy Stone with the Chicago Tribune. Thank you all for being here. In terms of extending welcomes, maybe I'd ask Chancellor Mears to do that for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Well, it's indeed my pleasure to welcome everyone to the Chicago campus. And since I gave a very extensive report in January, I hope to keep my remarks brief today. Let me begin by just identifying the major topics. I want to talk with you this morning about research excellence, our progress in terms of development, the master plan, our students, our alumni, and some recent and upcoming events. Once again, throughout my presentation, I hope to convey to you the impact that this institution has on our immediate communities, as well as our state, the nation, and around the globe. So, let me begin by officially welcoming President-designate Bob Easter to UIC. You see, I'm all wrapped up with hat and scarf, and Bob is running around. It must have been 30 degrees in just a jacket without a coat. But we really welcome Bob to our campus. Since assuming the title President-designate, Bob has visited with our deans, the vice chancellors, the faculty senate, the executive committee of the faculty senate, as well as he attended a number of events such as the Nobel Peace Laureates Summit, as well as commencement. So we're very fortunate to have Bob forget about retirement and to become reengaged with this wonderful institution. So Bob, welcome to UIC again. Anyway, I'll move on to talk a bit about our research. In this highly competitive environment for federal funding, I have especially good news to report on UIC's progress and growing portfolio of excellence. The National Science Foundation recently ranked institutions by research expenditures that were strictly federally funded, and I'm delighted to report that we moved up two notches. So this is wonderful. And the other good news is that in a recent Times of London ranking, UIC was ranked 28th for U.S. schools of public higher education. And a few days ago, I was given some embargo data that on today, as a matter of fact, this campus will be ranked 11 in the Times Higher Education 100 Under 50 League, meaning institutions that are under the age of 50 were ranked worldwide, and UIC was ranked 11 in the nation. So this is very good news. And this is embargo. Trouble here. Moving on to research excellence, several of our faculty have received awards. A couple in our computing science department received the National Science Foundation Early Faculty Career Award. This Professor Erickson, who's assistant professor in that department, is creating a traffic model that provides a complete bird's eye view of real time using computer modeling and simulation. Professor Mossberger here, head of the our public administration and government, and she is in the College of Public Policy and Administration. She is researching the use of social media by big city governments. And Professor Shanahan, I know many of you have heard of Professor Shanahan, he is director of the Center for Literacy in the College of Education. He has received a grant to teach low-income adults how to help their preschool children develop early language and literacy skills. Extremely important.